and to find a store near you.
Get back to your calls and your thoughts and your dealings with the healthcare system, your problems internally, how they are externalized. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day programs here every weekend at this time. The most listened to medical radio program on the weekends is the Good Day Health Hour, or two, depending on your radio station. Hopefully both hours of Dr. Ken's visit here are part of your routine. You can reach us at 888-553-7536. Here's Jack in Minneapolis. For those of you who are just joining us, in the last hour, Ken went through a number of things that were a result of my tests in his office last week. I've had a brain scan since then. I'm in Denver at an operation called CeraScan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. An amazing experience, and one that I want to tell you about over the course of the next few weeks or a few months, something that I would urge anyone who has any concerns about head trauma. Ken, you and I had a couple of different discussions on the air with various people who are involved in this thing, and we're all curious to see. Everybody laughs. Oh, yeah, there's not going to be anything. It's the same old thing as you hear when people say, you had your heart checked. Oh, you have a heart, and so you have your brain. Oh, you have a brain. So, anyway, but these things are all aimed at helping you and giving you, we have through our stories, a way of perhaps probing into your experience. And thus, I give you that explanation because Jack is calling from Minneapolis with a question about something that we talked about regarding my test. Is that right, Jack?
Correct. Good morning, guys. Hey, I may have missed it right in the beginning of your conversation, but if I wanted to go and have the same type of tests that Dr. Ken conducted on you that day in Florida, what would I ask for? You know, I'm not going to say I want my heart checked. What specifically, is there a name for that battery of tests, or how would I go about doing something like that?
Well,
and then a second question, then I'll hang up and listen. Doug, you mentioned your PSA for
PSA
prostate.
PSA test, right.
And explain to me what's involved with that. Is that a urine analysis or whatever? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks,
Jack,
a lot, guys.
Stay with us, okay?
Okay.
Yes, don't go away because these tests are not one size fits all. It really depends on you. And if you have risk factors for heart disease, at your age, you're how old?
56.
You know, unfortunately, guys over the age of 40, that's already one risk factor. Women over the age of 50, that's one risk factor. And if you have one more, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sugar that's too high, obesity, inactivity, stress, poor diet, excess alcohol intake, all of these are risk factors for heart disease, even inadequate sleeping. Then we need to take a look. If you're having any symptoms which suggest a heart problem, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, women get more shortness of breath, short of breath, and more unexplained fatigue. Guys often get chest discomfort, unusual discomforts in the chest, unexplained dizziness, lightheadedness, you're sweating on it without a good reason. These are all tip-offs of perhaps a heart issue. What we did with Doug was we started off with a stress test. We did what's called a stress echo where we imaged him with ultrasound initially, then put him on the treadmill, and right after peak exercise, re-image him with ultrasound. Sometimes this is done with radionucleotides, a nuclear stress test instead of ultrasound. And then his was not fully normal, and we did what's called a CT angiogram of the coronaries and a CTA of the chest, and that's where we were able to actually image the circulation to the heart without doing an invasive heart catheterization and also look at the lungs, the circulation to the lungs and this thoracic aorta.
Okay, so it's not preventive maintenance types testing that goes on. You would have to have a number of symptoms or some
it is preventative.
It's your risk profile that's so important, Jack. Whether do you have your age gives you one risk factor. Do you have any of those other risk factors that I mentioned? Anything else? High blood pressure.
No history of heart. No, I was just thinking that it was a preventive thing. I have no history of
no,
heart.
It is a preventive thing. I think it's a preventive. I think they go. And I've said this many, many times. You need to know what's going on in your body. If it weren't for this test that I got with Ken last week, I wouldn't know either of them. You can go to a regular doctor, and he'll stick a stethoscope under your heart, and he'll check out your lungs, and you're breathing fine. There's no water. The heart sounds fine, takes your pulse, looks in your eyes, does a thing with your legs to try to see if you have, you know, conductivity in your nervous system. You know, the usual things you go through to get a regular checkup. But if you don't have the extended workup done on you that's necessary to find out, we would never know if I hadn't had the imaging done, which is not done normally in a regular physical. If I hadn't had that, I would not know either of the two things that Ken's concerned about. And that's why it ought to be, you know, these damn bureaucrats and this foolishness with the health care law and, you know, covering everybody is one thing, but making things affordable. The drug companies are so infested in the system, and they have, you know, there are all kinds of things that are going on in the world. I'm going to tell you a story about this trip that I've made here to Denver and what goes on there, and the incredible influence the drug companies have on the FDA and what gets approved that doesn't involve drugs in regular care or preventative maintenance, any of these things. We're confronting in this country a diabolical and really, this is, I don't mean to overstate it, but I think I am stating it properly. Ken, you can disagree if you want. There is a diabolical movement to make money at all costs. And that's why one of the reasons that we have the death rate, instead of going up like it has for years, of flattening out or maybe even going down, depending on who you talk to. The average American's not living as long as he used to. Our healthcare system is not the best in the world. We are not the healthiest people in the world. All of that is garbage. That information is not correct. And what is happening is we are not, we
Where
have
is
all
it
of this
better,
stuff.
Though? Where's the health system better?
I don't know that there is a better. That's the thing. Okay, so you can say we have the best of bad health care. We have a lot of machines, and we also have a lot of drugs, but we have more sick people. And it starts much younger with all of the drugs that are prescribed to children because supposedly they have AH, DH.
And we have a lot of illicit drug use in America.
Incredible,
our
right.
Our diet's
so,
terrible. We're not exercising. But I think we just have too much illegal drug use.
We have all kinds of bad stuff. And so anyway, but the point that I'm making, Jack, hopefully not overly drawn out, is that if you don't have the ability, and these tests are expensive. Either your insurance company covers them, or you got to pay for them yourself, or you don't get them done, and you die sooner. I mean, the fact that we have this equipment available, which is marvelous, that puts us out front. But the availability of it being used by the average person is nil. Am I right, Ken, or not? The average guy who's making $60,000, $70,000 a year, how does he get into this unless he has really good insurance?
Well, most people are getting these tests done if they have symptoms. What you're talking about is...
But they aren't paid for unless you have symptoms. If you just want to have a checkup and know what's going on, you got to pay for it yourself. If there's no indication, the doctor's not going to write you a you have to get a... what is it?
I can't tell you how big a debate there is in the medical circles about whether we should be screening asymptomatic people. And this, you know, doctors arm wrestle about this all the time. And what I think we need to do is look at people's risk profiles and screen those people who are at risk of having these problems.
So would you, from what Jack told you, would you screen him?
I didn't get enough information about Jack. We didn't have enough time to go thoroughly through his risk profile.
Well, Jack, if you can get those tests done, my advice to you would be to get them done. All right, sir.
All right,
thank you, sir.
And then PS testing?
The PSA test, Ken.
Well, definitely. Yeah. Starting at age 40, you should have a PSA, and then at age 50, you should have it yearly. So you're overdue. It's a routine blood test.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always, you have, like, ask for a 24-count. The 24-count blood test, you want the results of 24 different tests. All right?
Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome. 888-553-7536. We are here to serve, at your service and on your side. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 16 past the hour. A look at your face. I saw you last week, and I told you that I thought you looked better than you did the year before when I saw you. Not that you looked bad. And I think there's a certain, if you take this the right way, don't shoot. Ken always says to me, don't shoot the messenger. You have a radiance. Maybe that's it. A natural radiance to your cheeks. And that's not there's a thing in your face that maybe is part of the confidence people feel when they talk to you. But I think care and this is not about beauty, maybe about handsomeness, but people who take care of their skin, the essence of the message here, look better, and they have that sort of the joie de vivre, if that's whatever that French expression is. You have circles under your eyes, or you've been exposed to lots of things outside. The weather is so horrible, and that's something else that we need to talk about sometime during the remainder of the hour, Ken, what people are exposed to because of the horrible weather around the country this year. But one of the things that is a problem is the way your face takes it, really gets it. I'm not talking about Anderson Cooper getting pounded by the Egyptians. You get pounded every day by the wind and the things that are in the air. And if you're outside a lot, especially in the summertime, you need protection in the daytime. That's why we recommend Tautenol, which is a product from New Vitality that will protect your skin, keep all of the bad stuff from being absorbed. And then at night, using a regimen from the same company, skin called Night Skin Cream, it's a good way for men and women to look younger. All of these products are natural. They've been created by doctors, Ken. And so, therefore, it makes a whole lot of sense to look at these. They're very inexpensive. Matter of fact, you can get a free bottle of Night Skin by calling 800-607-7078. And there's great deals on Tautenol as well when you talk to them. This is supporting your natural collagen production, doing the things that are not invasive. And that's really what medicine wants to do. It wants to prevent anything that requires invasive treatment, if at all possible.
Your skin will radiate if you're around people you like. If you eat the right foods, get some exercise, and feed it well. And this Tautenol is just a nice, natural way to feed your skin exactly what it needs.
All right. Feed your skin in the daytime. Protect it. Look younger. It's all part of this routine. Tautenol in the daytime. Night Skin at night. Call now for a free bottle of Night Skin and get yourself going with Tautenol. Call 800-607-7078. Just pay shipping and handling. That's 800-607-7078.
Newsbreak. On January 29, 1886, German inventor Carl Benz was granted a patent for his motor car number 1, and so the automobile was born, an invention that forever changed the way we work, play, and of course travel. Daimler CEO Dr. Dieter Zetsche says without the automobile, our way of life would be unimaginable.
Modern society is almost unthinkable without individual mobility. The range everyone has to extend his or her private and professional life based on the automobile is hundredfold compared to 125 years ago, and that is a major lever of the tremendous development the world has taken in this 125 years.
But Dr. Zetsche says there is still room for improvement.
Their need for change is so significant right now that it's fair to talk about the reinvention of the automobile. And whether we talk about the vision of accident-free driving or the vision of emission-free driving, in either case, people to take that task on have to be visionaries.
For more, visit 125yearsofautomobiles.com/en. That's Newsbreak from Daimler.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Don't suffer. Use this program as directed. The directions are easy. Pick up the phone, call 888-55-DR-KEN, or send an email to drken@drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. We will be able to help you much better through direct contact.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Again with a night fever. 888-553-7536. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Most listen to Medical Hours on the radio on the weekend or Dr. Ken's visits here. Taking your calls at 888-553-7536. We go to Patrick, who is in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Patrick. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning. Dr. Ken, I was hit in a rocket attack in Afghanistan in 09, March of 09, and received quite a few traumatic injuries. I was had bilateral chest tubes inserted because I had tension in my thorax, both lungs, and tore into the diaphragm. Still got shrapnel in the chest.
Good God.
It appears that there was some pericardial fluid buildup around the heart tube because of the blunt trauma that I received from the blast. It knocked me off the top of a vehicle. And in addition to that, I also was diagnosed with a moderate traumatic brain injury because of the shrapnel that hit me in the head on the right side of my head, right where the right in the front of the on the right side. But and there's still shrapnel up there. But what I'm looking at, Dr. Ken, long term, what am I looking at as far as medical issues at the age of 41 and on?
Well, bless your heart, Patrick. Have you had a full neurologic evaluation? Have you had an MRI or CAT scan recently of the brain?
MRI I try to stay away from because I still have shrapnel in my body, and I was told that's probably a bad thing for me.
That I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But, the CT scans, everything seems to be okay. The neurosurgeons were okay with everything, and I consulted with the thoracic surgeon that went in, and I actually had three grade 3 lacerations in the liver as well.
May I ask you maybe a silly question? Why wouldn't you get the rest of the shrapnel out of you?
I have no idea. I think they felt that may be a little too invasive, so they decided to leave it.
Where is it?
It's in my lungs, in my head.
It's actually in your lungs?
Yeah, it's in my lungs still. Wow. I was able to get back up to about 90 to 95% lung capacity is what
the pulmonary. Do you feel this stuff in your body? Can you actually feel it?
Occasionally, I get some twinges in my left side where there's some shrapnel down there in the right lobe of the lung.
Do you go to the VA for all of this, or do you go to other practitioners?
Actually, I'm still active duty, so I was returned to duty, believe it or not. I think they were planning on putting me out of the military, but probably against better judgment, I decided I was going to stay in. So I like what I do, so I wanted to finish my military career anyway. But
Patrick,
yeah,
do you have any issues regarding thinking, memory? How does the brain work?
No, I don't. There's been the occasion where I'll get kind of a vertigo feeling, start to kind of feel nauseous, dizzy, and it's really weird because it's, I don't know if it's inner ear or what, but it's like just pounding in my head, and things seem to be kind of amplified, weird sounds.
You know, you can't revert, you can't go back in time. There's nothing you can do about this. And, you know, I'm kind of grateful that you're willing to do what you do for us. But going forward, what you want to do is you just want to live as healthy life as you can. You want to know your numbers to avoid getting Alzheimer's early, avoid getting other problems with the brain early. Watch your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your sugar. Stay on a healthy diet. If you start noticing changes in your ability to remember or to think, this is when you may want to get reevaluated by a brain specialist, a neurologist. But just watching your numbers, your weight, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your sugar, this will give you the best shot you can to live a normal life.
All right, I'm going to make another suggestion as well, Patrick. As a result of my experience here in Denver over the last couple of days, I'm going to ask you to at least go online to a website. It's CERESCAN, CERESCAN.com. Go to that website. Look at what they do. There may be a way for you to take advantage of what they do in imaging the brain. They have a whole new set of specific information that comes from a test that they do on your brain. I had it done to me yesterday. I'm going to have it done again actually today. There's a two-fold two-step process in this. You get a test in one circumstance, and then you come back and get another test in another circumstance, and they can actually read what's going on in your brain. They can see into your brain in a way that an MRI or a CAT scan can't. And so this may be something that somehow or other you can get taken care of, but I would thoroughly recommend, especially as you've just described the circumstances, that you at least check this out. Anybody else who has some of these things that we're talking about in the brain, CERESCAN, CERESCAN, CERESCAN.com. Good luck to you, Patrick. 29 past the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Work with us.
Dr. Ken and Doug, we're now having some open lines. If you tried before and the line was busy, there are open lines. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. Answer any of your healthcare questions from head to toe about your spouse, your kids, your mom and dad. You're wondering how to get to the next step. Are you frustrated? Everybody has some symptom they're troubled with. Maybe I can give you some peace of mind. That's what I'm specializing in these days, peace of mind. You shouldn't sit around worrying about it. Just that wear and tear on your stomach, worrying about that issue, is worse often than the problem. Give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. And I'm a trained medical scientist, cardiologist, internist. I've been in medicine since I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania starting in 1975. There's very few things that I haven't seen in medicine at least one time. I'd love to help you. I talk in a language that's easy to understand. I don't use that language that they kept me in school for decades to learn how to talk, and we talk nice, easy-to-understand words.
888-553-7536. Before we go back to the callers, I thought we ought to spend a minute more on that caller, Patrick, and the TBI, traumatic brain injury, is that what it is?
Yes.
That he went through. A lot of this focus, because of what happened to Representative Gabrielle Giffords and the shot in the head, and people who have gone through this sort of thing. They've gotten trauma. Maybe they've been hit in the head. They've been shot in the head. All that sort of thing. The images that the neurosurgeon or neuro. If you're not a surgeon, what's a doctor who specializes in neurology? A neurologist, I guess, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Thank you. It's nice when I talk to myself, isn't it? but X-rays and CAT scans and all these other things. And I'm not. I am thinking more about this. You know, there's an opportunity that's always presented. Do things. I'm a great believer in, as Uri Geller says, synchronicity. The right thing happens at the right time. I'm getting all this information from you because I need to change a few things in my life. And one of the things that I think will come out of this discussion, having my brain work done here in Denver, brings me around to helping people who are suffering. I had no idea before I talked to these people yesterday, Ken, how many brain trauma problems there are in our country. And some of it isn't a result of being whacked in the head. They see here, though, boxers, football players, practically every football player in the country has either been here or somebody's connected to them, because football players, this is a great conversation for Super Bowl weekend, how many of you think about the damages, the injuries that are taking place on that field with these football players bashing the hell out of one another out there? And again, one of the things that came about in the discussion that we had yesterday was how football players don't live very long. There are very few really good professional football players who live beyond the age of 60. You know that, right? And most
exactly.
of it is because of the head trauma, the injuries that come to their head, their neck, their spine, because they play football. Now, they make millions and millions of dollars. These guys do. But what about those people who play football in high school or play football in college? I have long said, and the real men around me poo-poo this, but you know what? If I had a child, my son played football for a little bit when he was in high school. I finally took him out because he had a concussion. He got hurt several different times. It was all sort of brain and head related. And I said, you know what? This is not worth it, Brendan. You have to think about it. I didn't say you can't do it, but I said, I don't think it makes sense for you to do it. He wasn't very good anyway. So why be used? You know, sometimes, sorry, coaches, but you know as well as I do, Ken, and you can shoot the messenger if you want to here. It's kind of like cannon fodder. Some of the players that aren't that good get put out there to get beat up by the players that are better. And so there are lots of traumas that come as a result of many sports, but more in football and boxing, as you can imagine, than anything else. So these people at Seriscan look at the damages and try to mitigate the realities for some of these people who are going to have problems later in life. And that goes for this fellow who called us, or people who have had various injuries. And, this stuff to the head can be fatal. And I'm looking forward to seeing what has happened to my head over the years. They find everything. Can they go back? They'll find anything that happened to you when you were a child. It's a really amazing process. You don't often think about your head. You think about your heart or you think about the rest. But the head, if you don't have the head, everything comes in the head. You can't. The nerves. This is one of the fascinating things that you learn. If you think about it, what goes on in your head? How is it that your heart beats automatically? How is it that so many functions take place in your body? Well, you don't think about it. It just happens because of what's going on in your brain. So to protect your brain or know what's going on in your brain is another very important thing.
And there is some hope in terms of trying to keep the brain healthy. There's a report this week in the medical journal Neurology, a new test developed where I went to medical school, the University of Pennsylvania, for quickly diagnosing whether you have a concussion on the sideline in a football game. Right now, the best test we have is the Marine test, which can take sometimes at least a half an hour to figure out if somebody has a concussion or not. And by that time, the game's over and they don't want to take the chance of keeping you out of the game. New test, it takes just a couple of minutes. All it is reading three cards. They ask the player to read across on three cards letters, and they measure the speed with which they can do this before the game when they're fine, and then compare it to them when they think they may have had a brain injury. And if there's a 5-second increase in the speed, you have a concussion. You're not going back in the game. This is going to be used at the Sunday Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, that's a good first step, probably. If I were a parent, and I say this to all the men who are macho and love to see their sons and daughters, I don't know if it's much of a problem with women other than there's more and more women getting into
boxing. You watch them play soccer, it's a big deal.
Soccer, right, of course it is. And use your head. It's really going to have an impact. So putting all the macho aside, and you can throw things at the radio if you want to, if I were a parent, I would never let my children play anything that had there was any danger that a head injury would take place. Now, having said that, the business about this show last night, before we get to Diane, you'll be next. Hold on just a second. Last night on ABC, some of you may have seen this show or may have been repeated wherever you are, but this weekend, a special show on ABC, Barbara Walters hosting, because she had a traumatic, about a year ago at this time, I think, wasn't it? She had an important surgery, because she had a bad valve in her heart. And then she decided she'd do a program, having famous people tell their story about their heart operations, because this is a still the number one killer in America. So Bill Clinton told his story. David Letterman told his story. Robin Williams told his story. Charlie Rose told his story. And I forget who the fifth person was, but all the stories were pretty much the same, Ken. All really serious heart operations, performed well. They came out well. I mean, especially if you paid attention to what was going on with Bill Clinton. Good God, how he's still alive today. You know, he had so many danger signs, warning signs. The guy's a lucky bugger.
He stopped his statin medication, and that's what many of us think triggered his heart attack. And it's amazing because women think that breast cancer is their biggest risk to good health. 1 in 30 women will die from breast cancer, but 1 in 4 American women will die from heart disease.
It's all PR. The breast cancer people get great PR, and a lot of men, and I'm not suggesting that it's not a good idea to help those causes. That's not what you're hearing from me, but you need to know, again, what's going on in your own body. And you're, according to what Ken just said, sounds like 5 times more likely to have a heart problem than you are to have a breast cancer problem. 888-553-7536. Diane, you're in New York, and you're on with Dr. Ken. Thanks for the call.
Yes. I'm calling in regards to a fellow that called last week, and you gave him the name of a medication that is an alternative to Coumadin.
Yes.
I didn't get the name of the medication.
The name of the medication is Pradaxa. P as in Paul, R-A-D as in David, A-X-A. And this is a medication that can substitute for Coumadin. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to have frequent blood tests, because there's only one dose for people who have normal kidney function and a different dose, a lower dose, if you have some abnormal kidney function, and you stay on that one dose. The concern is, though, Diane, that right now our friends at the FDA have only approved this drug for atrial fibrillation, preventing the clots that can cause a stroke when the upper part of the heart beats like a bag of worms.
Okay.
All right.
Can you take this medication if you have an artificial valve?
When you have an artificial valve, we put you on Coumadin to thin the blood even more than if you have atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
And because this is one of the highest risk places for forming clots, I figure you have a plastic valve, a mechanical valve, or a metal valve.
Right, he does.
You don't want to play around with that. You need even more blood thinning than when you're in atrial fibrillation. Pradaxa has yet to be approved for a mechanical valve. Maybe in the future it will, but right now you'd be a guinea pig to do it.
Okay.
And by the way, that doesn't mean it wouldn't work. It just means that the government hasn't gotten around to approving it, because they haven't gotten greased enough. That's my cynical point of view.
Well, there haven't been enough long-term studies to do this.
I was talking to one of these guys yesterday about a drug that was approved for use as a particular application for AHDH,
hyperactivity.
Anyway, so they had 38 tests. That's it. They only had 38 studies to go on, and still approved it because of the power that this particular drug company has influencing what goes on at the FDA. So,
well, the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD drugs, you know, for kids, if you want to give them to kids, I'd be very, very, very cautious. Most of the time, teachers recommend them. But for adults, I see a lot of benefit with some adults with these drugs.
All right. Thanks for the call, Diane. Good luck to you. 888-553-7536. Let me just pursue that one more step, if I may, Ken. This Seroscan that I had done, and the subsequent conversation with two doctors who are basically neurologists, and they study all of these images, and the work that's being done not only on people who have regular brain injuries, football players, that sort of thing, but they're working on Parkinson's disease. And they're also working with children who have ADHD, but it isn't ADHD. It's
attention deficit,
attention
hyperactivity,
deficit.
ADHD.
Right, okay. So the attention deficit disorder, ADD, and then there are a couple of other things that are related, has been overdiagnosed or misdiagnosed 90% of the time, according to a study done by some of these neurologists. 90% of the drugs that are prescribed for these children are unnecessary, unwarranted, and, in fact, harmful. So we are told we have an epidemic of this in the country. In fact, what we have is what the study showed, and I wish I could put my hand on the study because I want to get this to you. There is a study that's out now that suggests that the lack of tactile communication that children have as they grow, from when they're in the womb to when they come out to when they're growing in their first, second, third, fourth, fifth year. You know how when you went to school and I went to school, we had teachers like my former wife, Tony, who hugged the kids if they needed something.
Absolutely.
If they
today you get arrested for doing that.
Yeah, but this is taking its toll and dramatically. And parents, we were talking earlier about mothers who work and what happens with their children. Well, the mothers who aren't home, and I'm not saying this is a value thing, it's just this is the fact that you're not spending enough time with your child hugging and nursing and holding hand. This is stuff that takes, and this is provable stuff. It takes its toll on the brain, the health of the brain. If you don't have enough tactile support when you're a baby, that is physical, touching, loving, caressing, and this is a need the child has all day long. You know, the mothers who rear their children. My daughter's having second thoughts about having a child right now because she wants to be with the child, and if she keeps working, that wouldn't be the case. If you, you know, it makes no difference what you do if you are not around that child from the beginning of its life and around it. I'm talking about all the time. The child is going to have a deficiency. That's what the research shows. And I think you see it in all these. We have an epidemic now brought about by the lack of attention, as I've just been talking about, but also by people misdiagnosing because the drug companies are so interested in peddling their garbage that kids are getting all kinds there was a study here done of some children that were on various drugs and four out of five of the drugs were misapplied.
Do you think some of the schools put too much pressure to treat these kids also?
Yes, much too much. But the other side of it is parents aren't spending enough time loving their children. And that's what's bringing about all of this stuff. It's dramatic to see this. Anyway, food for thought. It's 11 before the hour on the Good Day Weekend program.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Many people made their holiday resolution to strengthen family bonds. A new survey shows that for the time it takes to quickly prepare and eat an easy meal at home, parents and kids reap a big benefit. 70% of kids admit they appreciate their parents more when they share a meal together. And eating together at home ranked higher than vacation, with 89% of parents and kids citing family time as extremely important. Those statistics found in the Barilla Share the Table survey, commissioned by Barilla and Family Circle, reflected children's and parents' views on shared meals. Author and educator William Daugherty, Ph.D., family expert.
The Barilla Share the Table study helps us better understand American attitudes on mealtime. And this year's study builds on our 2009 findings by including teens and tweens. We found that quality mealtime matters as much to kids as to adults, and there are definite benefits to the parent-child relationship when families eat together.
For more, visit sharethetable.com or familycircle.com.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
888-553-7536. More calls coming up in the Good Day Weekend program.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of how you buy.
Three past the hour now. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service at 888-55-DRKEN. Ken, did you know that cast iron skillets used to be the leading source of iron in the American diet?
Better or worse.
Skillets, imagine that. Good God. And also, I said this, everybody laughed when I said this. I was asking you about coffee. Those of you who drink a lot of coffee, listen to this. If you have 100 cups of coffee over 4 hours, it'll kill you. But who has over, that was the who would have over 100 cups of coffee in 4 hours? You could imagine where that might happen with somebody. Under what circumstance, who knows, but you can imagine it happening.
It's a lot of Starbucks.
Sure is. Marley in California, you're on with Dr. Ken. Thank you for the call, ma'am.
Hello. Yes, thank you.
Hi, Marley.
Yes, hi. I have a diabetic type 1 son who's 42, and he had a kidney stone, severe pain on the lower left side. Went to the hospital, got it diagnosed, and was sent home with Vicodin. Can you tell me what caused it and how to dissolve it?
Marley, tough question, because there's not one specific cause for kidney stones. We know that there are some risk factors. They're more common in families that have a history of kidney stones. I don't know if this was an isolated incident in your family. Being an adult, age 40 and older, is a risk factor. Being a man, being dehydrated, often with diabetes, your sugar makes you urinate so much. That's often how the tip-off that you have it is, that you urinate so much and so frequently. That can dehydrate you. You want to make sure that your son does not get dehydrated. Certain diets, high protein, high sodium, high sugar may increase some types of kidney stones. Being obese, there are some digestive diseases, going through gastric bypass surgery, inflammatory bowel disease, chronic diarrhea. These all can increase the risk of getting a kidney stone. There are some other medical conditions, a urinary tract infection. He needs to be looked at by the urologist to make sure that there's no infection in the urinary tract, to make sure there's no structural abnormalities with his kidneys. Diabetics often get kidney problems, and this needs to be looked at. The way to prevent kidney stones is to, when you're thirsty, make sure you drink adequately so you don't get volume depleted. You want to eat fewer what are called oxalate-rich foods. These tend to be things like rhubarb, beets, okra, spinach, sweet potatoes, tea, chocolate, and soy products. If you're at risk for these, you want to choose a diet that's low in salt and animal protein. And continue eating calcium-rich foods, but use caution with your calcium supplements. Make sure you take vitamin D, and don't over-treat your calcium supplements. Talk to the doctor about it.
Okay, and my other question, thank you for that, is there a way to dissolve it? Because we came home, it was still in there.
Ah, boy, was he in a lot of pain?
A lot of pain.
Yes. What we do is, when this happens, is for the smaller stones, we just tell you to drink a lot of water, as much as 2 to 3 quarts a day may flush out your urinary system. You're put on some strong pain medications. I've never had one, but I hear it's the worst pain you ever had. For the bigger stones, there's lithotripsy. I don't know if that's been recommended. Sometimes you have to even go to surgery to get rid of these things. But lithotripsy is probably, these are shock waves that are used like sound waves to create strong vibrations that can break up the stones. That's a nice way to do it.
Yes. And then the very next few days, he had a TIA. He had actually one in the morning, and then the following day, then around the same time, he had another one. It was just very brief numbness up the hand, up the arm, up the one side, up to the top of the head, and then back down, and then it was gone. And there was no symptoms after that.
This absolutely needs to be looked at because he's a type 1 diabetic. They're at very high risk for circulation problems throughout the body, strokes, heart attacks, erectile dysfunction, problem with the eyes, problems with the nerves, the arms, the legs, circulation also. This is maybe the calm before the storm. Yesterday, I would want his circulation looked at from the heart to the brain, the carotid arteries. Make sure there's no electrical abnormalities of the heart. Make sure the circulation to the heart's okay. There's no clots in the heart. Does he have a good heart doctor?
Well, no. We just have, you know, the HMO.
Well, what's the follow-up for the TIA? I hope it's aggressive. Because he's at high risk being a diabetic, and he had a symptom. This is where you need to get seen. You're not abusing the system. You're not getting overtreated.
Right.
This is high risk.
Marley, take good care of that. Dr. Ken Cronhaus, brought to you by the folks at MetaFast. Make sure you get on that diet. Go online to MetaFastKen.com.